This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
If you're looking for commitment, flexibility, competitive interest rates, and on-the-farm service, then try Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 95 years, generations of farmers have been turning to Farm Credit for all their farm financing and crop insurance needs. As a farmer-owned and directed cooperative, Farm Credit is there to meet the needs of today's farm families. Whether it's a farm real estate loan, operating line of credit, machinery refinance, or one of our many crop insurance options, Farm Credit has the products farmers want with the service you deserve. Products and services delivered by professionals who know agriculture. It's our only business. Farm Credit brings a higher level of experience and expertise to farm lending, providing better financial solutions for your farm business. Call Farm Credit Services of Illinois today at 800-444-FARM. Remember, 800-444-FARM. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
Chevy Truck Month is going on right now at Smokey Jennings Chevrolet. With over 60 new trucks in stock, Smokey Jennings gives you a variety of colors and options to pick from. They also have some of the best prices with $9,000 discount on All-Star Package half-ton extended cab trucks. Truck Month going on now through September 29th at Smokey Jennings Chevrolet in Palmyra, where they're not just about trucks, they're about community since 1946.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the equipment to do the job right and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue in Litchfield.
First on the Farm Show on this Wednesday, an overnight trading on the Chicago Board of Trade. December wheat trading at 8.63¾, down 7¾. March wheat trading at 8.74¼, down 8¾. December corn trading at 7.51¼, down 7. March corn trading at 7.51¾, down 8. November soybeans now trading at 15.18½, down 12. January beans trading at 15.19¾, down 13½. The overnight crude oil market, 46 cents lower at 91.43. The Brent crude, 89 cents lower at 110.68. The December gold contract, $5.20 higher at $1,780.80, while the U.S. dollar index, 0.022 higher at 79.766. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, December wheat ended at 8.71½, down 12¾. March wheat ended at 8.83, down 13. May wheat ended at 8.84½, down 10½. December corn yesterday ended at 7.58¼, up 1½. March corn ended at 7.59¾, down 1/4. May corn ended at 7.55, down 3/4. November soybeans yesterday ended at 15.30½, down 29¾. January beans ended at 15.33¼, down 29¾. March beans ended at 15.01¾, down 27¾. October soybean meal yesterday ended at 4.63.40, down 1.12. December meal ended at 4.62.90, down 1.16. January meal ended at 460.70, down 1.16. October soybean oil yesterday ended at 50.27, down 45. December oil ended at 50.69, down $0.5. January oil ended at 51.05, down 49. December oats yesterday ended at 3.60¼, down 6¼. And March oats ended at 3.66, down 5¾. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the USN, the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois Kinder Grain prices ended mixed on Tuesday afternoon, with corn slightly higher and wheat and soybeans lower. Technical and fund selling at the point of trade weighed on wheat and soybean values. In northern and western Illinois, Kinder Grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at 725 to 742, while soybean bids were 25 to 33 cents lower at 1487 to 1511. In central Illinois, Kinder Grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at 748 to 768, while soybean bids were 28 to 32 cents lower at 1510 to 1526. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids ended mixed at 740 to 773. Soybean bids were mostly 28 to 33 cents lower at $15 to 1527, and wheat prices down 10 to 15 cents at 837 to 860. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were down 30 cents, ranging from 1530 to 1545. Basis ended steady at option to 15 over November. Hi-Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis dropped $9.20 to $11.70 per ton, ranging from $4.70.90 to $4.78.40. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 2 cents stronger tonight at $7.68 to $7.83, with basis ending steady at 10 to 25 over December. Dried distiller grains steady to $5 per ton lower at $2.65 to $2.90 per ton. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids mixed at 727 to 735, with basis ending mixed at 31 to 23 under December. Soybean bids ended 36 to 40 cents lower on Tuesday, ranging from 1504 to 1510, with basis down 6 to 10 cents at 26 to 20 under November. Wheat bids for July 13 delivery ended mixed on Tuesday at 815 to 819, with basis ending steady to 6 cents higher at 34 to 30 under July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators place their producer corn bids 2 to 5 cents stronger at 719 to 746. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 29 to 30 cents, with quotations at 1523 to 1540. Soft red winter wheat down 19 cents at 830 to 831, while the Milo ended 3 cents higher at 708 to 709. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. January delivered corn at 738 to 754. January soybeans ranging from 1513 to 1519. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 754 to 777, with January soybean bids at 1525 to 1540. And in the southern part of the state, January corn bids range from 746 up to 787, January soybean bids at 1518 to 1548, and wheat bids for July 13 delivery in southern Illinois. Those range from 799 up to 723. That is our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, October hogs ended at 79.15, up 157. December hogs ended at 76.85, up 172. February hogs ended at $83, up 97. October cattle yesterday ended at 123.27, up a quarter. December cattle ended at 126.37, up a quarter. February cattle ended at 129.92, up 37. October feeder cattle yesterday ended at 145.37, up 70. November feeders, 146.50, up 87. January feeders ended at 149.15, up 102. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
This is Joe Massey with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture's closing livestock report for Tuesday. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Afternoon Hogs, negotiated purchases of bears and gilts on a carcass basis totaled 3,560 head today. They're trading 74 cents lower from 68 to 77.01 with a weighted average of 74.12. And in Illinois today, there was 11,558 head of bears and gilts sold. The primal cutout value for a hog carcass was up $3 today at $83.90. The Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow and Boar Report, sows traded mostly steady with U.S. 1s and 3s under 400 pounds from 22 to 27, 4 to 5 weights from $23 to $29, and over 500 pounds from 27 to 34. Illinois Direct Bears and Gilts were steady to a dollar higher today from $49 to $53. The estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection for Tuesday, hogs are at 436,000 on the day. That's down 1,000 from last week, but up 16,000 from last year. Cattle are at 125,000 on the day. That's down 3,000 from last week and down 8,000 from the same time last year. The USDA's estimated box beef choice cutout values, there was a total of 155 fabricated loads and 56 trim loads. Choice carcasses were up $1.30 at $1.9049, while selects were up 14 cents at $1.7676, leaving the choice select spread at $13.73. At the Shelbyville Livestock Auction, the opening report for Tuesday, they estimate 370 head on offer. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers are trading $1.50 to $2 lower, while Holstein steers are steady to $1 lower. Choice steers from $1.18 to $1.22.5, choice Holsteins from $1.12 to $1.14.25, and choice heifers from $1.18 to $1.21. At the weekly hay auction in Arthur, they had alfalfa small squares premium quality at $6 to $6.85 a bale, good quality small squares at $4.50 to $5.50 a bale, and alfalfa mixed grass premium quality from $6 to $6.25 with large squares 3x3s at $117 a bale. Small squares, good quality at $4.50 to $5 a bale, and large squares, 2x3s at $62.50 to $75. At the Shelbyville weekly hay auction, they had alfalfa good quality small squares at $4.50 to $5, alfalfa mixed grass fair quality at $3 a bale, and mixed grass good quality at $3 to $4.50. Thank you. Again, this has been Joe Massey with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, $1.95 unchanged; for block cheese, $2.08.5 unchanged; for barrel cheese, $2.03.5 unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending yesterday, $21.10. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for October, $7.20; for November, $7.53. Corn delivered to Scottville for October, $7.20; for November, $7.47. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for October, $15.13; for November, $15.46. Wheat delivered to Scottville for October, $8.18. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices: corn at Greenfield, $7.20. Corn at Scottville, $7.20. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $15.13. Wheat at Scottville, $8.18. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Smokey Jennings Chevrolet of Palmyra. Color radar shows no precipitation in the immediate listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Get more from every acre by using Micro Essentials fertilizer with patented Fusion technology. Only Micro Essentials combines vital nutrients in one uniquely formulated, nutritionally balanced granule, creating a single source for balanced crop nutrition. The unique chemistry of Micro Essentials ensures optimum nutrient distribution and that all-important nutrient uptake for increased yields across every acre.
M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Cloudy skies today with scattered showers possible, the high about 70 degrees with light southwest winds. For tonight, partly cloudy, the low in the mid-50s, and for tomorrow Thursday, partly cloudy and warmer. High temperatures in the low 80s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday: partly cloudy and cooler with a slight chance of showers Friday and Saturday. Low temperatures in the low 40s. Highs in the mid-50s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure rising. We have cloudy skies, 56 degrees. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Casey's presents Famous People on Famous Pizza.
My name is Doyle Davids. I own Riverside's only radio station. My hours can be a little crazy, so I stop at Casey's General Store for fresh donuts in the morning and made-to-order pizza during the day. Because Casey's makes good stuff. That was my radio voice.
Casey's, famous for pizza. Order one today and see what everybody's talking about. Right now, get free cheese breadsticks when you buy any large pizza. Not valid with any other offer.
It's 6:23, part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. Here's the weekly crop condition report. We join Brad Schwab of the National Agricultural Statistics Service.
Cool weather across much of the state provided near-ideal conditions for corn and soybean harvest to continue. Temperatures were again below normal last week, averaging 60 degrees, which was 2 degrees below normal. Statewide precipitation for the week averaged a near-normal 78 one-hundredths of an inch. However, average in this instance was not an accurate statistic, considering the northern third of the state received virtually no rainfall, while the southern third received above normal accumulations in excess of 1.5 inches. Topsoil moisture supplies were reported at 15% very short, 37% short, 44% adequate, and 4% surplus. Subsoil moisture below the 6-inch profile was reported at 34% very short, 44% short, 21% adequate, and 1% surplus. There were a total of 5.4 days suitable for field work, while grow and degree day units since May 1 came in at 3,240, or 193 heat units ahead of the historic average. Corn in the mature stage was reported at 98%, compared to 88% 1 year ago and 75% for the 5-year average. Corn harvest now stands at 71%, compared to only 29% last year and 33% for the 5-year average. The crop reporting district leading the state in the corn harvest category was the Southwestern, where 93% is now in the bins. Soybeans, dropping leaves, advanced to 85%, compared to 72% 1 year ago and 74% for the 5-year average. 22% of the crop has now been harvested, and this pace compares to 10% a year ago and 21% for the 5-year average. The crop reporting district leading the state in the soybean harvest category was the Northeastern, where 48% is now in the bins. Overall, the state's soybean crop was rated in mostly fair condition. In other crops around the state, pasture conditions continue to improve due to cooler temperatures and recent rains. Sorghum harvest is now 27% complete, compared to 20% 1 year ago and 26% for the 5-year average. Fall seeding of the soft red winter wheat crop advanced to 9%, compared to 8% 1 year ago and 10% for the 5-year average. This has been Brad Schwab with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
On Tuesday, we talked to Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. We discussed the quarterly grain stocks report that came out late last week. It sent the trade up, then down, and Arlen explains.
Well, first of all, we went up the 40-cent daily limit in corn, and that was more a reaction than anything else because after big surprises in the late September report in recent years, the funds were so afraid of a bearish report that we just saw a reactionary climb back the other way. Now, the major funds, it's believed, purchased more than 26,000 contracts that day. That was really about as big of a fund buying day in corn as we've seen since last June. So that is highly significant. But the problem is the numbers suggest that the high prices of the summer really didn't do much to slow feed demand for corn and for wheat, I might say. But feed demand really doesn't make the news on a regular basis, and a bull market needs to be fed every day. And so we're really not going to receive a lot of feed usage demand-related news, except maybe on a quarterly basis. So it's the type of news that makes it very difficult to sustain a rally, and I'm very concerned that because of that, we're going to have difficulty doing that. And then you come behind that with what was considered by the funds to be a bearish soybean report, bearish macro market situation with Europe having a lot of debt problems, with some bearish economic data here in the United States at the time, and it really pulled the rug right out from underneath this market. As long as we can hold December corn above 740, we can hold this idea that's currently in the trade that the harvest low is behind us, but if we dip below that 740, they'll be saying, maybe the harvest low isn't behind us, maybe we should go down and test again.
And that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. The combine seed will be a good place for farmers to determine their insect problems this fall, but confirmation will take a little more work. Todd Gleason files this report on the western corn rootworm and BT corn.
The combine seed, it's a satisfying perch. The corn rolls in, row after row, stalk after stalk, and from the cab you can hear the groan of the machine as it strains under the weight of a good crop, or its sigh as it hits a failure in the field. That's when the farmer needs to look up, says University of Illinois Extension entomologist Mike Gray.
Well, as farmers roll through their fields during this harvest, they're going to see undoubtedly in some areas of fields, lodged corn, maybe significant areas of lodged corn in some cases. That's usually an indicator that rootworms have been hard at work during that summer, feeding on root systems and, you know, compromising the integrity of that root system, setting the stage for plants to lodge more significantly.
There are other reasons for the corn to topple over, but this fall, farmers in northeastern Iowa and northern and western Illinois might pay a bit more attention. One of the BT technologies used to control the rootworm, the first YieldGuard BT, is failing.
So that tells us that the rootworm population up in some areas of northwestern Illinois, north central Illinois, is evolving. It's adapting to this protein. So producers need to be made aware of that and make some intelligent choices when it comes to rootworm management for 2013.
The obvious choice is to rotate crops. It could mean sowing wheat this fall into corn stubble or planting soybeans next spring. The other option is to change BT technologies. The problem there is the increased selection pressure, which very well could cause the alternate BT to fail, too. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
The Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railway says it's been a rapid but orderly harvest. Kevin Kaufman is BNSF's Vice President for Agricultural Operations.
We had a great wheat crop. The wheat crop came off early. There was great demand. We had record P&W wheat exports in August, but we were able to completely keep up with it. And because the farmers sold the wheat, we moved the wheat, the elevators moved the wheat, and now they're moving soybeans kind of in order.
And Kaufman says the focus now is on moving soybeans.
Right now, the sales on from the exporters are 100% soybeans off the West Coast. They did the wheat early to make room for soybeans. There's a big sale program on to the People's Republic of China. And so right now they're just pushing to get those soybeans out and exported. And so our shuttle trains are virtually 100% soybean.
And Mr. Kaufman says the Burlington Northern Santa Fe has been meeting the needs of country elevators and have almost zero past dues. A couple of other notes in agriculture news. A genetically modified cow that produces milk less likely to cause allergic reactions has been engineered by New Zealand scientists. The modified cow produces milk without beta-lactoglobulin, a whey protein to which some people are allergic. Before you can regulate large-scale livestock operations in Illinois, you need to know where they are. That was the message that representatives of several environmental groups brought to a conference call with officials from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency last week in Chicago. The Department of Agriculture is providing about $630,000 to help pay for a dozen projects in Illinois intended to strengthen the specialty crop industry in the state. The Illinois Department of Agriculture said Tuesday the grant will be used for projects that include a University of Illinois effort to improve produce handling at farmers' markets and a social media campaign to inform people of specialty crop growers. Other projects include a buy local marketing campaign in grocery stores and farmers' markets and educational conferences for farmers. The State Department of Agriculture points out that while the state is known for corn and soybeans, it is also the largest grower of pumpkins in the country. Illinois also grows substantial amounts of asparagus, cauliflower, and lima beans, as well as other produce. And once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat now trading at 864, down 7.5. March wheat trading at 874.5, down 8.5. December corn trading at 751.5, down 6.75. March corn trading at 752.5, down 7.25. November soybeans now trading at 1519.25, down 11. January beans trading at 1521.5, down 11.75. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.